Called Shah. A little different than what we've been doing on Tumah V'Tara. So the Mishnah begins, Kol Shah, Shemutu Lechol Ma'achil Behema, L'chayu L'ofos. Any time where it's permitted to eat the chametz, one could feed the animals, the domestic animals, the wild animals, and the birds. U'mochel Nachri, at the same time, when you're allowed to still eat, you could sell to a Nachri, U'mutu B'hanasa, and you could get all forms of Hana up until that time. Over Zmano, once that time passes where it's no longer permitted to eat, then Asr Bahanasa will Yasik Botan or Vikiram. You can no longer get Hana, and you can't either use it to fire up the Tanor and the Kiraim. Gemara's going to explain this to Pshita. If you can't get Hana, so of course you can't use it as any firewood either. So what's that adding by Lo Yasik Botan or Vikiraim? Rashi already alludes to that in the Gemara.
I was thinking the first part is also Pshita. If you're glad to eat, why shouldn't you be able to give it to the animals?
So that Gemara is going to address their number of opinions which have that chilek we saw earlier, that there are times where you cannot eat, but you can give to others to eat. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out who the author of this Mishnah is. And Rabbi Huda, at the end, a different topic. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ein Bir Chametz El B'Sreifa. The only way to perform Bir Chametz is through burning only. And Chachamim Omrin Af Mefare V'Zore L'Ruach Omati Liyam. Even aside from burning, one's also allowed to crumble up the Chametz and throw it in the wind or throw it into the water. Two different points to the Gemara again. One is when Hana is permitted, and the second idea is how is one Mekayim Bir Chametz. A number of interesting things come out of this Mishnah. The Yushalmi, the Or Samech says, the Yushalmi gets the following halacha from this Mishnah. I won't go into Or Samech as a whole back and forth, but based on this Mishnah, supposedly Yushalmi learns that one cannot even give Chametz to a behema of Hefker. I understand my own animal I can't give to because I'm getting Hana. I have a certain responsibility to feed my animal, so by me giving him food, I'm absolving myself of that mitzvah, that chiv, so that's a hana. But even to an animal of a hefker, the Yerushalmi says you cannot feed a wild animal out of that you don't own. What's the reason for this? So Hagoshesh rewrites here in Arg Sugya, he says, because once there's something that's asr bihana, that tells us that memela there's a chiv kavura. You have to bury it. There are a number of other Misha in Temur, I forget which parak, talks about there's certain isura hana which you require burial, and certain things require sreifa, burning. So he learns from here that our Hagosa Shri says anything that has an asura hana is a simen to us that you're supposed to bury it. By you giving it to an animal, albeit not your animal, but to an animal, you are not burying it, you're not doing the proper thing, you're not getting rid of it the way it's supposed to get rid of. So that's why the Yushalmi says you can't even feed a behema hefker. The Magen Avraham writes on the Shulchan Aruch that somehow, I don't quite get this, I'm not fully grasping this, but even giving an animal shel hefker, there's a certain amount of hana that you are getting. I'm not quite sure what that hana is, but that's what the Magen Avraham says. There is hana, even a behema shel hefker. And the Prima Gadlan writes, he had a third approach, there's a special gzer sakasiv. When it comes to chametz, you can't
feel
get,
good.
You feel
hana
just you're happy.
You feel good.
Just stop, you're helping another being out. Okay, maybe that's what it is. Okay. And the Prima Gadlan writes the third reason why you can't feed a behemah shel hefker is a special gzer sakasuv when it comes to chametz. So the Naf Kamina they bring down is, let's say I leave chametz out in my yard. It happens to me an animal picks it up and eats it. So am I going? Is that permitted? If I directly feed an animal, a stray dog, that's a problem according to everyone within this Yerushalmi. Let's say I just leave it out there and cats come along and end up eating it. Is that permitted or not permitted? So they say it's based on this idea. If I say there's a certain hana, a certain geshmak I get by feeding the animal, so I didn't feed the animal. A cat got it on its own. Perhaps one wouldn't get such a hana. But if there's a special gzer sakasav that chametz cannot be given to behema shehefker, so even though I don't directly feed it to the animal, that would be problematic as well. The Mishnah also points out one's allowed to sell to a chametz during this time period. When I could eat it, I could sell it to a goy. The Ritva writes, you could also give it to a goy. Lav dafka mechira, you could also give it to a goy, this chametz. So the Rishonim ask, and the Achorim ask, isn't it matnas chinam? There's an iser lo sechanim. The Gemara in the Avodah Zarah says the three isurim that you learn from lo sechanim. You can't give a karkat of Eretz Yisrael to a goy, you can't give them nice compliments, and you cannot give them a free present. So how could Ritva write, you could give the chametz to a goy just for free? That's matnas chinam. So the answers are given as follows. Chok Yaakov says it's a goy that you know, you recognize, you have a relationship with. When there's a relationship, let's say a waiter at the table who did a service for you, you could give him a tip because he did something for you. It's not a free thing. You're paying for some type of service. You recognize the goy, it's part of the relationship you have with him that's permitted. Second answer he writes, the Chok Yaakov says that since the chametz at this point is about to be usher, it's about to go usher behana, it has no value to you. So from your perspective, it's not considered matana. Matana is when you give something up of your own. Chametz is going to be usher, you're not really giving anything up. So it's not considered matnas chinam. I mean, it's not so much as you're giving him something, it's more about at whether you're losing something or not losing something. And the third answer is that you're actually doing something for yourself. It's not for his benefit. You're removing the chametz from your possession, which you ultimately have to get rid of in the end of the day. So it's not for him, it's really for yourself. And one more thing before I move on, I know there's a lot here in the Mishnah, that the Chachamim Omrim at the end, how does one perform beer chametz? The Chachamim say, af, in addition to beer, in addition to srefa rather, in addition to burning it, one can also crumble up the bread and get rid of it, throwing it in the air, throwing it in the river. So there's a machlokes rishonim whether you're goris the word af, whether the Chachamim are adding on to Rabbi Yehuda, or they argue that you cannot accomplish it through straight, but you actually can only accomplish it through crumbling and throwing into the water. So the Rambam says that you could still burn it according to the Chachamim, but the Mogen Avraham writes, he's medayik from the Rif and the Rush who do not have the word af. Sounds like burning does not work for the Chachamim. It might be based on a certain din, might be alluded to in the Mishnah and Temura, that certain types of Isur HaNoah have to be burned, certain types of Isur HaNoah have to be buried. Now, this isn't quite buried if you spring, crumble up, throw it in the air, but something will do with that. That's how the Achron explain it. There's burning and there's burial. So then the Gemara starts.
Why can't you burn it? I want to say, why can't you hold off? Means you don't say off.
Because in the Mishnah, Temura has a list of things that need to be burned and a list of things that need to be buried. So the things that need to be buried, according to some, cannot be burned. You're not mekayim the mitzvah properly.
Uh-huh.
Burning is the only way, or burial is the only way. So somehow through crumbling it up and throwing it into the river or throwing it into the wind, that's a form of kvura of some sort. It's a larger discussion, but the Rishonim Achronim keep pointing back to this very important mission tomorrow, how to address Isurei Hana. So the Gemara wants to know now, asks the question, reading the Mishnah, Kol Shah Shemutu Lechol Machil. The Mishnah says, whenever it's mutter to eat, you can feed it to somebody else, to an animal. Ha Kol Shah She'enu Mutter Lechol Enu Machil, but when you cannot eat it, you can't. So Gemara says, Lema Mastisin Delo Rabbi Yehuda. Perhaps say this Mishnah is not according to Rabbi Yehuda. De'i Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'ika Chamesh Deino Ochil L'machim. Rabbi Yehuda, we saw earlier in the parak, the first parak, that there's a time where you can eat it, you cannot eat it during the fifth hour, but you can be machil to others. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chamesh, you could burn through the fifth, V'sorfin Mitchila Shesh, and in the sixth hour you begin to burn it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba, V'tolin Kol Chamesh, the fifth you have to be tolin, V'sorfin Mitchila Shesh. The fifth period, the fifth hour, you cannot eat it, but you could give the animals to eat. So it sounds like, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there is a time period where you could split the two. Our Mishnah says you can never split the two. Rabbi Yehuda says there is a time period you can't eat, you can't feed. Our Mishnah says we don't have such a time period. When you could eat, you could feed. When you can't eat, you cannot eat. So it sounds like the Mishnah is not in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda.
Where is that? Which hour is that according to Rabbi Yehuda?
That's the fifth hour. The tolin.
Tolin means you can do both?
You can't eat it, but you can feed it to your animals. So Ve'ela, Mai, who's the author? Rabbi Meir here. Rabbi Meir must be the author of the Mishnah. If that's the case, the Gemara asks, Hai Kol Shosh Shemutter Lechol Machil, whenever it's mutter to eat, you could feed it to another animal. Kol Shosh She'ochel Machil Mibayle. The word mutter seems to be extra, seems to be unnecessary. It should write, Mishnah, you know, is always as terse as possible, as long as it's clear. It should say Kol Shosh She'ochel Machil. Whenever you eat it, you can feed it to other animals. Why does it say kol shem mutter lechol? Mutter seems to be superfluous. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Masnisin Rabbi Gamliel. No, it's not Rabbi Huda, we said. It's not Rabbi Meir either. There's a third opinion, Rabbi Gamliel. What does Rabbi Gamliel say? Ditnan, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Chulin necholin kol arba. Chulin, you can eat through the fourth hour. Chuma kol chamesh, chuma, you could still eat through the fifth hour. Besor from Mitchila Shesh, and then the sixth hour, you begin to burn all the chamesh. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol shah shemutter le'echel kohen b'tshuma, when someone else is mutter to eat, namely a kohen can eat tshuma, but you can't eat, Yisrael can be machil chulin nebehema lechayil ofos. That's what the extra word mutter is telling me. It's not mutter to you, because it should say ochel, when you could eat. Mutter le'echel means mutter for somebody else to eat, namely the kohen eating tshuma. That's when you're still out to be machil to other animals.
I don't understand what that means. What's true after the venting? Like, why is that the time?
Because the word, the proper way to say it, let's say in English, is whenever you eat, you could feed.
Right.
Why is it whenever it's mutter to eat, you could feed? Mutter, so it sounds like it's not referring to the person who owns it. It's referring to someone else is allowed to eat it.
Okay. It's man. It's just like in Gemara, circular, early Gemara, they say, like, there's certain man that's mutter to do certain things. your first in Rashi and Tosis, he always explains it's referring to what they call Hanif in something. The word does this all the time. It's just one of those environments.
Right, so, but I guess the word mutter seems to be extra, so they're learning from the word mutter, not that it's mutter to the person who owns it, because it didn't need to say that. It should just say, kol ha'ocha, anybody who eats, the owner eats it.
But in this case, I think Gamliel is being makbid on Truma, so he wants it to, he doesn't want anybody to burn it ahead of time.
Right, that's the reason.
That's the reason.
So, everybody right. else can eat it at that time, but the Kohanim can.
Only Kohen can eat Truma.
During this tolling time.
Exactly.
Right, because uh-huh,
right.
Yeah,
okay.
We have Kohen other than you. You're going also?
No.
Oh, you just did proud. Okay.
He's
only one Kohen.
He's got my back.
Chashivas.
Try to be behind him.
Okay. So Gemara says now, so that's the Rabbi Gamliel again, is the author of the Mishnah, where that fifth hour is this mutter to for a Kohen to eat Truma, but everybody else it's Aser, but you could still feed to the animals. So Gemara asks now, Lamali the Mishnah, Behema, Lamali the Mishnah, Chaya. Why does the Mishnah have to say behema, chaya, ofos? Why don't just say you can feed animals? Just feed just behema, and you can learn the chaya and ofos from behema. So Gemara says tzvicha. You need to list all these. The itana behema. If it just taught behema alone, the mishayri chazile behema. The way a cow of some sort eats, if it has any leftovers, it doesn't hide it. It leaves it out there. You'll see the crumbs. You see the leftover pieces of bread on the floor or whatever chametz it's eating, and you can remove it easily and get rid of it. So a valchaya, a wild animal, di mishayra kimitzanila emalo, a wild animal, a cat, whatever type of animal, they hide their food. So if you start feeding them in this fifth hour, so they're going to hide it, and you're not going to know where it is, so maybe you shouldn't even feed a chaya. Maybe during the fifth hour, only feed the behemoths, because any leftovers you could see and get rid of. The chaya is going to hide it, so better not to give them during the fifth hour. Kamash mila, no, even a chaya, you're permitted to feed during this fifth hour. Vitana chaya, but let's say, so only teach a chaya. Teach me that you're allowed to feed a wild animal, and mimela, you know, you could feed a behemoth as well. Mishum di mishayara mias mitzana. Because if a chaya, you feed an animal and there's leftover, the chaya is going to end up hiding it. And Rashi points out, four lines up, Vitana chaya, hava mina hi adifa, a chaya is actually better. Mishum di mishayara, if it had leftover, mitzanele, it would hide it, velo avarla bavayara. You wouldn't see it. You would never violate the iser by yaraya. So maybe it's better to feed a chaya than a behemoth. About behema zimin de mishayra. Certain times the cow is going to have leftover food, leftover chametz. Below masika daiter, you're not going to remember. You're not going to remember to do this. So much going on at Pesach. The koyaleh bebayiro bayimatzah, and you're going to end up going back to where the cattle are kept in the cattle house, and you're going to see that there's chametz there. You're going to violate bayiro bayimatzah. So maybe you shouldn't feed the behemas. Only feed the chayas, because at least the chayas are going to hide the food. Ema lo tzricha. So you have to teach behema and chaya both separately. Ofos lamli. So why list birds? I did the Tana Behema Vachaya Tana Nami Ophos. So once we taught that halacha of animals, Behema Chaya, why not throw Ophos? Because they always come together, just to cover all categories of animals. It says the Gemara further, analyzing Mochel and Achri, Pshita. Seems to be obvious. Once we establish that it's Mutter Bahana and all these other things, so of course you could sell to a Nachri. Lafuke Mehai Tana to exclude the following opinion. The Tani, the Brisa quotes Machokis Hilo Beishameh. Beishameh Omrim, Lo Yimchor Adam Chemtzo Lenachri, El Imken Yodea Bo Sheyichla Kodem Pesach. A person cannot sell his Chametz to a Nachri unless he knows he's going to complete his Chametz before Pesach. Seems very strange. Once it gets out of my Rishus, so who cares what the Chametz, what the Nachri does with it? We'll get to that in a moment. Who based what?
Not my problem.
No, exactly, not my problem. What's Beishameh so concerned with? Who based Hilo Omrim? No, when you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to sell it. When you can't eat it, you cannot sell it. And just to finish the price off, for Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, Kusach, v'chol mine Kusach, asher limkor l'shloshim yom kodem Pesach. He has a klal, doesn't depend on who you sell to, whether it's a goyin, it depends on what you sell, the special Kusach. So we'll get to exactly what a Kusach is in Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. But let's think about for a second the opinion of Beis Shammai, who says that you cannot sell Chametz unless he completes it before Pesach. So what's the reason for this? So Rashi says in the bottom here, Kodim Shiyavah Pesach, the Kesavri Mitzvah Olav Levaro Min Ha'olam V'lo Sheyekayim. Rashi says the Mitzvah to get rid of it. The Mitzvah for you who owns it, a Mitzvah for you to get rid of the Chametz, not to give it off, to hand it off to somebody else. You have a Mitzvah to burn the Chametz itself. That's what the Rashi explains. Ramban says, no, the reason why you can't sell it is, in theory, one's allowed to sell to Nachri and you're completely fine. But the concern, you might not do a full-hearted mechira. you're not going to do Belev Shalom. You really don't want to get rid of the chametz. You really want to own it. You sell it to a non-Jew. It's not going to be a complete mechira. So for that concern, they said, they advised not to sell to a non-Jew. But Mikar Din, the mechira works. As the court opposed to Rashi, the mechira doesn't work for Beis Shammai. Ramban says Mikar Din, it does work. It's just a chashash.
That's really what's difficult to hear a little bit. Because if you're selling something, what's the difference if you're really a kavana? You know what I'm saying? If you sold it and the guy made a kinyan out of it.
No, but if part of mechira, you need a real das of sell. It can't be a fake kinyan. If not really willing to sell it.
For example, you're not willing to. Most people, they're not really willing to sell things, but they're selling because they have to sell it, because they need the money, whatever it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Psychologically. But the bottom line is you sold it.
But the I think if you sell it for the money, there, at least the money makes it a real kinyan because you want the money. Here, I don't want the money and I don't want to get rid of the chametz. I don't want to violate the Isser.
But you're selling it, so the guy's giving you money.
Right, but you're not really selling it for the money. I hear.
You're selling it because you don't want to go for
value. But in the end of the day, you're getting the money.
But you're getting money. It's not like you're selling it for free.
Right.
So the
guy's you definitely depreciate. You're like selling it at a discount. There's no question there.
I guess the question is, are you selling like the fake type of mechir, like Erev Pesach, where it's like for a discount, or it's a real sale you're doing? If it's a real sale of money, then I hear your question. It's like the real value I'm getting for it. So at the end of the day, I've got money for it. I shouldn't be so sad. What's the concern that I'm not going to do a full mechira?
You're not going to get real value. Food is not something that appreciates value.
Well,
it appreciates unless it's a wine.
Yeah, and also, you can't even mitzvah for them. You know what I'm saying? You feel that you're doing. It's not like you're doing it for like nothing. You can't even mitzvah. So even if you're getting less of the value for it, okay, you're saying, you also should
really
feel. You should feel good that you're
becoming. That's already a decision for it.
Yeah. Kutak is something that lasts very. It's a bread that lasts very long time.
Which is sorry?
Kutak.
Yes, it is. Exactly. That's what Rashi and Tosafot are going to explain, but that's something that lasts for a long time, right?
Like
matzah. The Avnei Ezer gives a third shot. With the third shot, why Beis Shammai doesn't allow you to sell to Nochi? Because he connects us to the Yishami we mentioned in the beginning. The Yishami says you cannot sell to Beis Hema Hefker. You're not kind of the mitzvah that way. Selling to Nochi is the same thing. Not we're calling that Nochi is a behemah hefker. We're just saying it's a way of getting rid of your obligation to burn chametz.
Some of them are.
What? I didn't say that. So the Mevionim Samiluniya, one of the Yishonim, explains what's the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel here. What are they arguing about? Whether or not you're mekayim the mitzvah, whether you could sell to a Nochi or not. So Rabbi Miluniya says as follows. Are you mekayim the mitzvah of hashvasa by selling to a goy? The Beis Shammai holds, what's the mitzvah of bir chametz? The mitzvah is to get rid of the actual chametz, the chefs of chametz. Selling it to a goy is just getting rid of my obligation, but I haven't got rid of the chametz. You need to burn the actual chefs of chametz. That's the Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel says, no, the mitzvah is to get rid of it outside of my reshus, not to burn the actual chefs, but as a gavra, I can't own it anymore. So by me selling it, I'm absolving my ownership of this, I'm getting rid of that, and I'm a kind of mitzvah that way. So is the din in the gavra not owning the chametz, or is the din in the chefs of burning the chametz? That's the Rebbe Elneil, one of the Rishonim, that very lumdisha shot to this machlokas tonight.
But this would create a problem for Beis Shammai of doing bitl chametz almost, because basically when you give it to a goy, you mevatel it.
Give it to a goy, you mevatel it.
So
according to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says you cannot sell.
Beis Shammai,
Bittul shouldn't work. Bittul is the same idea.
Yeah.
Being mafkir, depending how Bittul works, it might go back to Rashi Tosos. Tosos says it's been in hefker, so maybe you couldn't learn that way.
Right.
But according to Rashi, Bittul is a din of tashbisu itself. I hear that. So you have to figure out. Maybe he doesn't hold a bittul then.
Maybe bittul is more of like a last ditch effort. Like in case I might have anything left, this would mafia. So
as well as the chatzit of me,
and Rebbe Chanan explains machlokas differently. Rebbe Chanan says, according to both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, you're never mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu by selling to a goy. Even though Beis Hillel permits you to sell to the goy, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The Rebbe Elneil said you were mekayim the mitzvah according to Beis Hillel. Kovitz Shirum and the Rechana writes that you're not Mekai in the Mitzvah according to the Beis Hillel. The only machlok is whether you're allowed to is who is the initial chiv? When I own chametz, who's the chiv on? Is the chiv on me as a gavra? And that's where Beis Shammai comes from. As a gavra, I have an obligation. I can't sell it to a goy because I'm getting rid of my obligation. Beis Hillel says, no, the chiv is on the chametz, and the chametz has to be burnt. Now, if I want, I could sell it to the goy. I'm not Mekai in a mitzvah, but I haven't mevatel mitzvah either because the obligation was never on me. The mitzvah was, the chiv was always on the chefs of the chametz that it had to be burn. That's a slightly different twist Rav Yochanan has. So going to Amud Beis now, the continuing on Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you cannot sell a kusach and anything of the like 30 days prior. So Rashi explains on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kusach nosnin bo peruri lechem. They put in this some bread crumbs in this, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but asa mishim chames. Shloshim yom, this sviel like kibei shamay. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to be shamay. V'ze eino nechal maher, it doesn't get eaten quickly. She'ein ochel noso ela matbilin bo, you dip in it, so it carries for a long time. V'harni shloshim yom, misha shechal alav chovas bir misha sholin behilchas Pesach. We learned already earlier in the first paragraph that 30 days you have the obligation to start learning the halachas of Pesach. So those 30 days is considered the chiv of Pesach falls upon you. So one, within those 30 days you cannot sell that chametz anymore because it might not get be gotten rid of, because it takes a long time for you to eat it. So Yehuda goes along with Beis Shammai that the chametz has to be gotten rid of before Pesach. Kusach doesn't get rid of before Pesach.
Fermented breadcrumbs or something.
Yeah, something like that, right.
Croutons.
Right, croutons, exactly.
But it's a dip. It's a dip, more than that.
It's made a little more
made
of a mixture.
Sour,
right?
Milk, sour milk, moldy bread crust, and salt.
Sour milk.
Used as a dip.
Uh-huh.
That lasts a long time.
It's like salad dressing. You always have like salad dressing left in your refrigerator.
Chametz in it, I guess. But I think it is dairy, because we're in Chulin refers to Pusach as something being dairy. So some sour milk mixed with chametz.
Cold ranch dressing.
Ranch.
Yehuda Tosa says differently. Tosa writes, Omer Ri, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Yehuda Asik Kibes Hillel. This is not like Beis Shammai. Against Rashi, holds like Beis Hillel. V'asar b'kusach mishim d'shem ba'alav olav yodim shu kusach shaploni v'yisavu shemachu b'pesach ayde nachu. It's because everyone knows whose type of ranch dressing it is. Everyone has their signature ranch dressing. So I know it's my signature. So if I sell it to somebody else, I say, oh, that's Yoni Levin's signature ranch dressing. So let's not... So you can't sell it because people are going to think, oh, you probably sold it to the Nachri on Pesach or something like that. So that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda forbids selling this type of kusach. So my focus is showing him how to understand this. Yeah.
You're going into competition with Newman's.
With Newman's?
Levin's.
So says the Gemara, three lines down. Mutter b'hana. Mishnah said again, the time period where you're allowed to eat it, it's mutter to get hana. So Gemara says, Pshita, once you're already established, you're allowed to feed it to other animals, so you could sell it to Goy. So why does the Mishnah add on, and it's mutter b'hana also? Weren't the things listed before also mutter b'hana? It seems to be Pshita, it's obvious. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha, it's only, you need it for the following case. Shecharechu kod mizmano, you burnt it. You burnt the chametz before the iser kicked in. Kamash milan kidirava, the marava, charechu kod mizmano, mutter b'hana afil l'ach mizmano. If you burnt it beforehand, so it's no longer roi la'achil, we'll see exactly the shear that in a moment, it's no longer roi la'achil because it's been burnt, you're allowed to hold on to it after this month. So what the Mishnah says is, it's mutter b'hana even after the time, referring to if it burned piece of chametz, you could get hana even after this month of the Isser kicks in for everything else. That's how the Mishnah is to be understood.
If it's something,
sure.
If it's burnt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, at that point, it's like damaged goods or something, and therefore it's mutter for additional hana, something be available to you.
Right.
It's not considered something that you can personally get.
No, because at the moment that the Isser chal, it's not chametz anymore, so it's like something, it's like a piece of wood.
So then what are you getting out of it then?
Jim, what type of hana did you get?
No, honestly, it's not the charcoal, say so you want to use it for charcoal or something.
You want to re-burn it.
Or use it to write with, like,
uh-huh.
You know, like...
Right.
Some hana,
like
that.
This.
Right.
Sounds strange to me.
No, the strange thing is that you could actually use it.
But once
should you be able to use it once it's burned?
It's
ain't roi l'achil anymore. It's like the ashes, let's say, of the chametz.
No,
right, but if the issur was not to
it's
eat it, so then I understand. But the issur
right.
is not to have hana.
No, but it's not
then
inherently usur anymore.
No,
hana
is only usur and chametz. There's not chametz
exactly.
anymore.
So why is it?
But you might have thought the whole thing with the Gemara is you might have thought that you can't because it's issur b'hana. Once it's fallen the item, that's it.
Right.
So what's telling us is that no, that if
once it's burnt to the point where it's not really achil, then it's not chametz and not subject to isrei hana.
But scorch is not like when you get seared tuna.
Well, then now we'll look at Rashi.
Scorch means it's not longer.
Well, so Rashi's going to and tell us going to argue what exactly what's the shear of how burnt it has to be. So Rashi writes lo tzricha six lines down lo tzricha, v'hai mutter ala acher zman kai. Mutter means after this man, it's still mutter bana. V'kigon shecharechu be'or yafek kodem, it was burnt very well. Zma kodem zmano shebitlu ta'amo maraso. It's no longer has a taste of chametz. No longer looks like chametz anymore. So it's basically nothing. It's worthless. And you know, you could think of writing, using a charcoal, whatever it might be. One's allowed to get hana. Tosas writes, k'acharcho kodem zmano muti b'hana aflachar zmano k'gon shenifsam melecho lekelev debinin acher lo havishari. No, it has to get to the point. Whatever she then tells. What that is, but at some point where it's no longer roy for achilas kelev, that's when it's considered mutar b'hana. The pasuk of Rashi agrees to Tosos. Others say they're really arguing. Unclear what exactly the shear of psul achilas kelev is when that kicks in. Okay, there happens to be machlokas here whether this the Mishnah tells us it's mutar to get hana from something burnt after the time. Machlokas is shown whether there is a heter achila as well. Let's say you want to eat this burnt piece of chametz. Is one allowed to eat it? So the Ba'amor says, yeah, you're allowed to eat it also. Just like you could get hana from this burnt piece of chametz, you could also eat it. Because it's the reason why you can't get hana, the reason why you can get hana is because it's not chametz anymore. So Mimela, you're allowed to eat it. The Rush writes, no, you can't eat it. Hana is permitted, but not achila. Try to figure out why that is. The Taz, a few answers given. The Taz writes that because once you're achshive, you're machshive to as an achila, you decide to eat it, that chashivas makes it into something achila again. But if you're getting hana from it, it still remains a status of being non chametz, non food.
Was that what I was saying?
The Taz writes Taz. That. And the Achorim deal with the question of, based on the Sugya, I have a Lecha Mishnah. And sometimes, unlike if you buy from the bakery, but sometimes a homemade piece of challah, you might burn part of the side of the chametz, of the bread. Now, is that burnt part of the bread, is that going to be considered as if it was cut off and as a non-bread, and therefore not shalem for the purpose of Lecha Mishnah? That's the Shaila that Achorim deal with based on the Sugya.
Let me ask another, yeah. Changing the topic. If you burn the chametz at the time of biur,
yeah,
and it's ein ra'o le'achilas kelev,
okay,
you're also allowed to have an ad during Pesach.
When you burnt it and it turns
because
into
he's saying that the whole chiddush is that you're burning it
before Pesach,
then after.
So you burn it on Pesach itself.
Even if you burn it during the regular zman, once it's burned. You should be able to have a no anyways.
I don't remember the halacha. In light of this Mishnah, you're right. It would seem to say, it implies that it would be aser if it was after the man. Want to know why that would be.
Right.
So I'm not sure. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Not sure. Okay. So then the Gemara goes further and says, Aver zmano aser b'hanaso, quotes from the Mishnah, and after the time where the iser kicks in, then you can no longer get hana. Pshita, that's also obvious. So lo tzricha l'shalos d'rabban, referring to not the issa d'raisa after the seventh hour, but the shalos d'rabban during the sixth hour, where it's only an issa d'rabban. The Rav Gidal, quoting the Gemara we saw earlier, also the Rav Gidal, Marav Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan Hamikadesh Mishe Shalos Ulamala. You someone who marries tried to marry a woman 6 hours and above, afil b'chita k'dinaisa, which is some type of chametz, in choshen l'kedushin, even though the 6 hours is only an issa d'rabbanim. And Kedushin, of course, could be Chal and Deraisa, it should work, the good Kedushin. We say, no, you cannot get any Hana during the sixth hour, even on a Kedushin level. That we explained earlier in the first parak, the different understandings of why Kedushin is in Chal and what type of Chametz we're referring to. Then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah of Lo Yasik Beltana Vikirayim, one shouldn't use the Chametz as firewood for this type of oven. Pshita, that's also obvious, once we say it's Asar Banam, and mainly we know you can't use it to fire up the Taner. This opinion of Lo Yasik is only to teach us for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says the only way to accomplish Bir Chametz is through burning. Since the only way, the best way, and the only way perhaps for Rabbi Yehuda is to burn Chametz, one might think while you're actually burning the Chametz, one's allowed to get Hana from it. One cannot. So this actually answers your question. Said this is after the Zman, the Isser kicks in, whilst being burnt, we'll see after maybe also, but whilst being burnt, one cannot get any Hana during the process. You're
right.
Saying, what about after it's been
right,
burnt, everything's done?
Once it's burnt, it makes sense because you could still say that part of it is still chametz.
Right. I don't see anything here to discuss that point here.
In fact, I think it's almost like a raya that after you can. Because otherwise,
right,
you wouldn't be saying while it's been burnt.
Where the Tosus on the side here, Bahadeh, seems to be, it might be Machlokes, Rehuda Rabbanan, the status of the Afer after the Chametz. He doesn't say the Zman, but he says, let's read this inside, Bahadeh de Kasarifle, the Zhani Minei. Bishim de Rehuda, the Amar Chametz Besrefa Ifara Mutter. what after it's been burned, it's completely mutter, like what you just said. It's only during the process it's aser. The tani b'perek basa the tamur. This is the one tamur I keep referring to, calling the srafim a farin mutter. That's the klal. Anything that needs to be burnt, the ashes are mutter. Sound like even if it was burnt on Pesach, the ashes would be mutter. Because hakadaitach b'hadid the kasarif le'lishani minei. You think during the process of burning one's allowed to get permitted hana. Also, no, only after it's done. Aval rabbanon de'ein mitzvah sabesreifa. It's not. There's no mitzvah burning. It has to be buried. It's more a foreign aser. Pshita. It's obvious to the rabban. According to rabbanon, which says the afer after it's been burned, it's certainly aser. And during the burning, of course, it's also aser as well.
So that actually explains why the chiddush is that if you burn it before the isur, then you should be able to then you can use it.
For the Rabbanon, exactly, exactly. That's chiddush, exactly, exactly, right. So for the Rabbanon, on Pesach, it's actually going to be Asur, but before...
Well, if you burned it before this man, then
it's Mutter.
Yeah, right. So that's good.
Perfect. Okay, now the Gemara says, Amar B'chizki. Now this is a very important sugi, very famous, one of the more famous sugis in Pesachim here, about Isuri Hana. So Amar B'chizki. Minayin l'chamit v'pesach she'asur b'na. What's the source? How do I know that there's isra na for chametz on Pesach? So says the Gemara, Shenemar, lo yochal chametz, don't eat the chametz, lo yechal chametz, rather should say, lo yechal is a pasach, lo yechal chametz, lo yebo heter achila. There shouldn't be any heter achila. So lo yechal, not lo yochal, lo yechal means the chametz should not be eaten, the chefs, it shouldn't be eaten in any way. Lo yochal means don't eat it. Dafka achila. Lo yeachel means it shouldn't be eaten, which implies it shouldn't even get hana from this chametz. Looking at the chefs, it shouldn't be removed in any way. So the Gemara says, lo yehe boheter achila. Shouldn't be any form of achila, which includes hana. Taima de kasa rachmana lo yeachel chametz, only because it says lo yeachel, ha lo kasa lo yeachel. It had not said in that form. It just said yochal, if you will. Havamina isra achila mashma isra hana lo mashma. We learn from this that the word lo yochal in the Torah only means achila, does not mean hana. Only when it says lo yeachel does that imply also an israna. So lo yeachel tells us, according to Achizkiah, that israna applies as well. So the Gemara says now, Upliga de Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Abahu. This argues Rabbi Abahu. The Amar Rabbi Abahu, Kol makom shenema lo yochal, lo sochal, lo sochlu, echad isra achila, echad israna mashma. Whenever it says lo yisochal, it always includes hana. There's a chila, and there's also an isra hana. Ad sheifrat lecha kasev kederech sheifrat lecha b'nevela. Until the Torah specifies that there's a special het hana, like in the case of nevela, which we'll see in a moment. But whenever the word lo yochal is used, Rabbi Bohu Rai understands that it implies there's an isra chila, and there's an isra hana, as opposed to Chizki, who says, no, lo yochal only implies a chila. But hana would be permitted. Pesach chametz is different because lo yeachel does include even iser hana. So that's the machlokas, big machlokas for Chizkiah, Rebbo, whether lo yochal implies hana as well or not.
According to Chizkiah, what do you learn from that
iser? We're according to Rebbo, who you want to know.
I'm sorry, yes.
So Gemara is going to address that. Rebbo, right now we have no source
right,
iser hana chametz right now. But first we want to see, where do we see the Rabbi Abahu holds that lo yochal always means heter, I said isra achila and isra na? Because he quotes from the following braisa, the Tanya. Lo sochlu kol nevela lager asher b'sharecha titnena v'achla. O machla l'machri. A person shouldn't eat any nevela. And to a ger he should give it to, or he should sell it to a nachri. We're not talking about a ger, it's not like a ger tosha, not a ger who took upon himself, Rashi writes here, what type of ger it is, I believe. They said Shev Mitzvah. Where is that Rashi? Rashi Lahaktim Nesina Ger. We'll skip ahead for a second just to see which Ger. Rashi says Lahaktim Nesina the Ger Lamechid Din Lechira, and jump down two lines. And that Rashi says Vahai Ger Beger Toshav Kamar Sheikabel Love Shalulavur Akum VeOchel Nevela. So according to Rashi, a Ger Toshav is someone who took upon themselves not to do Avodah Zarah. Other Rishonim say no, it means that they took upon themselves to do the Shiva Mitzvahs. So according to Rashi, it's a Kabel not to do any of the Avodah Zarah. So this ger you should give to, the pasuk says, or sell to a nachri. That's what the pasuk says. So the Braisa goes on to explain, ainli elo leger b'nesina, I only know you could give to a nesina, you could give to a ger, ulanachri b'mechira, and you could sell to a nachri. How do I know leger b'mechira minayin? How do I know I could even sell to a ger also? The pasuk says I can only give to a ger. Am I allowed to sell to a ger? Says the Gemara, tamalama leger asher b'sharecha titnena o machor kam. So read the pasuk that way. Right. To the ger among you, you should give or you should sell. Pause. You allowed to sell also to a ger. Then the Bryce asks, how do I know le nachri bin nesina minan? How do I know I could also give to a nachri? Tamalomer titnena v'achla o macher le nachri. Read it that way. Cut the word ger out and say give or sell to a nachri. Nimtzes omer ha'echad ger v'echad nachri bein b'mechira bein b'nesina divrei Rabbi Meir. We see that you could give, you could sell, whether to a ger, whether to a nachri, you could do anything to them, sell or give. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir.
Keeping the word b'achla on the first, right? Or it's a different pasuk?
Same pasuk. The question is where you break it.
No, but it says, lo tochlu konevela lager asher bishareha titnena b'achla o machor l'nachri, right?
Right.
So it's according to the first part, it's taking out the word b'achla. It says, titnela o machor, right?
Well, so really, the achla is not as important. It's really taking out the word ger, nachri in the first.
Right, taking out the word, meaning it's stopping after machor and
right.
It's taking out the word b'achla.
Well, but I think the taking out the word v'achla is less significant.
Uh-huh.
More significant is taking out the
right.
word nachri.
No, yes,
right.
Yeah.
And then Rabbi Yehuda, so that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. You're allowed to give and sell both to a ger and to a nachri, this nevela. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dvarim kichsavim, no, read them as is. The pasuk says, L'ger b'nesina dafka, you could only give to ger, u'l'nachri b'mechira, and you could sell to a nachri, that's the only way. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? So Isakadaita Kedamar Rabbi Meir. If you thought everything was permitted across the board, so Lichta Rachmana Leger Asher B'Sharecha Titnena V'Achla U'Machar. Just read it straight. So you should to a ger, you should be able to give and to sell. O Lamali, why does it have the word O separating the two? Shmamina LeDvarim Kichsavim. O is to tell us Dafka that you could Dafka give to a ger and Dafka sell to a goy. We have to bring it back to Rabbi Bo. We'll do that in a moment. Rabbi Meir Omer, oh, lahaktim nesina deger lemachri mechid nachri. No, you could always there. Not it's not there to separate. Always to do to have order of preference. You have the option. It's better to first give to ger than to sell to the nachri. That's why always separating in terms of kedimus. Which one to give first to? Yehuda halod sarach. You don't need to tell me who to give first to. Halod sarach kara. You don't need that. Came in the gear atamut suva lachayoso, v'nochiyatamutsuva lachayoso, l'tzar kura svarho. We know you're supposed to help a gear live. You're supposed to give him what to live with. So of course you're supposed to give him first before selling to a gear. You don't need a pasuk for that. That's svarho. The pasuk says, oh, to tell me that one permitted, not the other.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you both prohibited to sell it to a gear, to a toshav, and to give it to a gear.
Great.
Or it's only
that you... So look at that for a second. So you look at Rashi. So Rashi writes, Dvarim kichsavim. We still have to bring it back to Rabbi Bo. We haven't done that yet. But Dvarim kichsavim, looking at this Brisa, Yehuda says, literally, take the pasuk as is. You could give to a ger and sell to a goy. Writes Rashi, Dvarim kichsavim, kach mitzvatza, lo yinen l'nachri, v'lo yin keren l'ger. You can't give to a nachri, and you cannot sell it to a ger either. Rambam argues, Rambam writes, no, you can also sell it to Ger if you want to. That's Machlokas Rambam Rashi. Okay, so now we're trying to bring this back to Rabbi Bo for a moment.
Why is that a problem? Because if you give it to the Nachri, so he has specific opinion, and if you sell to the Ger, so it's either Zionist of Neinoach or the Abu
Dazara
and
Nevela,
so what's the problem?
The Pasuk says you have to give it to him. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to sell him. That's the implication.
Right.
Because the Pasuk Zer Sakasif. Is that you wanna know why not? Why can't you sell it to him?
Yeah.
But just because Rashi says Kach mitzvah, so that's what the Torah tells us. Zer Sakasif, you have to give it to a ger, you are not allowed to sell it. That's how we learned the Pasuk. Because Dvarim Kachsavim, you have to take the face value. Read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says giving is permitted, implies selling is not. And Rambam says that's ridiculous. Why couldn't you sell to a ger? You can't make money if it's something you own. You can only make money off the Nachri. And especially the preference is to give it to a ger first. You have to give it to a ger and lose out on money. Rambam writes, no, you have to sell it to a ger also. But the point for the Rambam is you just can't give it to a goy. Rashi says no. Rashi, the Pasuk says as is. Dvarim kichsavim. You could only give it to a ger. You can't sell it to a ger. So now bring this whole brisa back to our sugya for a moment. So again, Rabbi Bo tells us that lo yochal always means iser hana as well. Lo yuchal, you can't eat. The pasuk says lo sochu nevela, you can't eat nevela, you can't get hana from nevela either. Only because a pasuk comes along to specify you're allowed to give this to a ger, you're allowed to sell this to a goy, that's why it's permitted. But it had not told those different heterim of selling and giving, you were not allowed to do that because pasuk says lo sochu. Sochu means a heter, isra achila and an isra hana. That's the source of Rabbi Abahu. Now this, according to Rabbi, who learns that Isra Hana is learned out from the pasuk Lo Sochal, Lo Yochal, whatever pasuk it is, Isra Hana is included in Achila. So the question that Yishom deal with is, would one get Malkos from violating Isra Hana? Would you get Malkos for Isra Hana? So the Shai Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shai Tshuva, one would get Malkos on Isra Hana. And Rambam writes, in this case, a person would not get Malkos, only Makas Mardas. And the question is, why not? Why wouldn't a person get? Why?
It's a matter of just having it in possession.
Right. So in terms of the chametz, right? The question wasn't clear. We're focusing on chametz right now. In terms of chametz, that Rabbi Bohu learns chametz, but he didn't bring this out yet. But Rabbi Bohu learns the fact that the pasuk says, "Did you see this yet?" A second. I think Rabbi Bohu, I'm missing something here, but I'm listening, yeah.
I still don't understand the limit. I mean, it says lo yachal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So according to his colleague Rabbi Bohu,
Chizkiya.
According to Rabbi Chizkiya, he says basically that if you would say it lo yachal, it's only achile. If it's lo yachal, it's achila and hana.
Right.
And according to Rabbi Bohu, it says any. Whether it says lo yachil or lo yochal, in both cases it's achila anana.
Right.
But in this case, it doesn't make a difference because it says lo yachil. So what's the machlokas in Pesach? There is a machlokas.
The machlokas in general, not right. Regarding Pesach, there's not a machlokas. It seems right. You're right. In general,
right.
But the lo yochal.
But in our case,
right.
There would be no machlokas,
right.
Because they both would learn that it's achila anana.
Right.
Right,
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. So the machlokas Rishon I was referring to is only in regards to in general when you learn lo yochal. According to Rabbi Bohu, that Lo Yochal implies Isra Hana as well, is that going to generate Malkus as well? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, according to Rabbi Bohu, Lo Yochal, that Isra Hana is included, one would get Malkus, and the Rambam writes, one would not get Malkus, according to Rabbi Bohu. That's what he writes in Yad Chazaka. The question is, why wouldn't he get Malkus? Isra Hana, why wouldn't I get Malkus? It's an Isra Deraisa. It says Lo Yochal implies Achila. So Sefer Chinuch says what you said. Sefer Chinuch, in a number of places, writes that in a certain lav, is a possibility to violate the lav in a way that has no ma'isa. Even though normally the hana can be done through ma'isa, but if there's a way to violate it without a ma'isa, then it qualifies the lav shein b'ma'isa and you get ma'akos. Certain losases we have is only aim b'ma'isa, and that's certainly no ma'akos. But you have certain lav in which has an option. Sometimes you could violate it through an action, sometimes you could violate it without an action. Chinuch has his chiddush, which is not shared by others, but he says that if there's an option to do lav shein b'ma'isa, even when you do with a ma'isa, you still will not get malchus because it qualifies as a lav shein b'ma'isa since there's that option. That's what the Chinuch writes. And that's why this lo yochal, you wouldn't get malchus for it. For Isra Hana, you wouldn't get malchus for it.
What's the tzad that somebody's not doing ma'isa and you will get malchus or Magas Mardus? What's that tzad?
Say that.
What's the tzad that a person would get Malkus or Makas Mardus for Lav Shein B'maisa?
No,
how does that fit
no,
in?
No, the question
is... There's only three exceptions.
Right, Mekalel,
Tumura,
right, Meimer, Mekalel,
and Shua.
Right, Shua Zela, right.
Yeah.
So, no, the point is, let's say you violate the Lav with Maisa. Oh, no, I do a Kinyan, let's say, Kona. So
yeah.
I've done a Maisa, so that's
okay.
It's a Lav Sheish B'maisa.
Right.
The Chinuch writes, even though that's a ma'isa, since it can be done, accomplished through
without
a lav shema ma'isa, every lav of this sort will be considered lav shema ma'isa, and you'll never get malchus for it. Only makas maritus. That's the chinuch. He says it in two different mitzvahs. It's a big chiddush, a very big chiddush. He writes in a few places.
So he uses that as an example for everything else.
Exactly. Okay. Now, in terms of the shir hana, how much hana according to your bow? How much? What would qualify as an isra hana? So, let's go by it because we're running out of time. Let's just try to get to the next page then. So says the Gemara further, B'lishmul Rei Meir, I understand according to Rei Meir, Damar Echad Ger V'Echad Nachli Ben Bechir Ben Minasina, that you could sell it and you could give it to a Goy, you could give it to a Ger. So there's a special pasuk by Nevela permitting you to give it to a ger, to sell it to a goy. But the rest of the Torah, kol tarkula, the isur, whenever it says lo yocha, you can't eat and you can't get hanala either. That all makes sense. El Rabbi Yehuda, damar ledvarm kichsavam hudasa. So the pasuk is supposed to be taken literally, that dafka giving to a ger and dafka selling to a goy. So ha kol isurim shebet Torah, minola and the isurim v'na. How do you know the rest of the Torah there's an isra na anywhere else? Meaning, pasuk says by chametz lo yeachel. So dafka by chametz lo yeachel teaches me that you can't get hana. And nevela, you can't derive nevela learned anywhere else in the Torah because nevela is supposed to be a special pasuk the way it's given. But how do you know the rest of the entire kol Torah kula that there's isra hana? How do you learn isra hana from elsewhere in the Torah?
Isra hana referring to what? To
that anywhere else where it says lo yochal,
uh-huh.
Oh, is that the question? Oh yeah, I'm saying we're not working with Chizki now, right? Within Rabbi Abohu right now. Within Rabbi Abohu,
within
that's what. Right. Lo yochal.
It makes sense according to Rabbi Meir, but it doesn't make sense
exactly.
According to Rabbi Yehuda.
Where Rabbi Abohu says lo yochal always means isra achil isra na. So within Rabbi Meir makes sense because Rabbi Meir says dafka we have certain heterim for nevela, so you're allowed to give heter na implies the kol Torah kula there's isurei hana when it says lo yochal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the pasuk is meant to be taken literally, so it sounds like only you could give it to a ger and sell to a goy, but you can't give it to a goy and you can't sell to a ger. Let's say it's not all hana is permitted to a nevela; it's a special pasuk by nevela. You cannot make any inferences to the rest of the kol tarkula that whenever it says lo yochal there's an isra hana. That's the question. According to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda within Rabbi Bohu, how do you know lo yochal implies an isra hana as well? So Gemara says there's another pasuk. So minale dasurin b'hana nafkale milakel tashichun oso. Pasuk says you take the treif of your treif animal, you give it and you throw it to the dogs. Also atamashich lekelav yatamashich lekelav kol asurim shabatora. Dafka treifa one's allowed to give to the dogs, but you can't give the rest of the any other types of isur hana to the dogs. So Rashi says, interesting Rashi here. Also atamashich kol isurin shnembar behen lo sochal kigonze. Any type place it says lo sochal, you can't get hana. Umiditzrich kol lemishrei lo matzil meif tamei. The ilav also. Habamina kral lemitzvasa isr. Had not said the word oso. We learn from the word oso. Had not said the word oso, I would have thought the following: Shena Kadosh Baruch Hu mekapech schar kobriyah. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back any reward to any creation, any animal, any being. Uvenemar b'mitzrayim lo yechretz kelav l'shono. The dogs we know didn't bark when leaving Mitzrayim. The fikach hikbid the Torah litein schar. The Torah wanted to give them dafka schar. The greatest schar the kelav got. The kelav got the meat for free. The goy only gets it when you sell it. You have to pay the money for the schar. But the pasuk, the fact that you give it to the dog, you can't make a diik. The point from the giving to the dogs the treifa, that's a special schar. The extra word also, Rashi tells, the word also didn't need to be said. The word also, we're learning dafka, in addition, superfluous the word. Dafka, to a dog you're allowed to give the treifa, but the rest, the entire Torah, kol Torah kula, Isur Hana cannot be given to a dog.
That was by Makas Bechoros.
Exactly. Makas Bechoros, exactly, right. Says the Gemara, Rei Meir also ata mashich lekelav, yet mashich lekelav chulin shenischa be'azar. So Rei Meir, what does he learn with the word also? What's the word also doing for Rabbi Meir? Rei Meir already has a source for Kol Torah Kula as Asher Bana. Also comes to teach me, dafka trey for you allowed to give to a kelav, but you cannot give chulin shenischa be'azar, a chulin which is brought to the Zara, which was shechted, which is Isser Deraisa according to Rei Meir. That you cannot give to a kelav. So v'idach, where's the other? Where's Rabbi Huda learn the Isser of giving chulin shebe'azara to a kelav? Chulin shenishch to be'azara lav deraisi. Rabbi Huda holds it's not deraisa, and you don't need a pasuk to exclude it. Right? Meir says no. Also comes to exclude. You cannot give to the dogs. Okay, shkach.